have an information report today on an analysis of summer ice in our oak at Queens Place Mirror Center for the summer months. And I would ask CEO Rich McClellan to give us a quick recap.
Sure. So in December, council approved, or November, council approved a motion looking for a staff report outlining costs and benefits of removing ice in Queens Place of Mirror Center during the summer season. This is a topic that comes up periodically, so staff were pleased to assemble a report with the information that we have to make our current decisions on. So we've got an analysis here over a 3 month period, June, July, and August, which shows historical usage, revenue, and power consumption, which are kind of the three major inputs. From a financial review, at this point, we would show that removing the ice for that 3 month period would be about a $40,000 financial loss, less new revenue gain from non-ice events, and also reduced by improved power savings. Our power savings are compared to the ice removal in 2012. We expect with experience that our future power savings will increase, but we don't have the ability to forecast how far that would go. We do have a maintenance event coming up this year, which will allow us to reestablish some of that data for future decisions. And at this point, we don't have any substantial or any really revenue opportunities to displace the ice revenue. So the report goes over some of the potential benefits, enabling maintenance, energy savings, enabling mobilization for non-ice events, and costs, you know, around lost ice revenue, lost customers, etc. So this report tables the information that we're able to make our decisions on forward, and it's a decision we can revisit in future years. As well, this information will help the Queens Place Advisory Committee with some of their work and discussions around usage of the arena part of the facility.
Steve, would you like to add anything to this?
Sure, just a few snippets on the usage end of it. So presently, you know, our summer users include Queens County Blades and a group of hockey schools and other usage such as private events and birthday parties and skating and those types of things. summer usage last year, about 208 hours. Just in comparison, when the ice was removed for 80 days in 2012, basically from June 1st to August the 15th, there was 19 days that there was something being done in the facility, such as perhaps lacrosse, inline skating, that type of thing. And any revenue associated in 2012, any revenue raised in 2012, was due to two events, one HB studio event, that is they rented the arena space, and the other a cadet event. And that revenue rounded out to about $3,000 for the entire 80 days. So at present, we're averaging between $10,000 and $11,000 a month in ice rental. So there's significant revenue for the facility at that point. In doing the analysis and the information for you, certainly, you know, we're in contact with other major facilities in the province, and seven in particular I was in contact with, and of those, you know, five, some have two pads of ice, which is certainly a luxury in larger centers, but five of the facilities do maintain ice during the summer with a very small shutdown period of time where they're doing their maintenance. In particular, one facility over the last couple of years has actually did not have ice in their first number of years of operation, and have reinstalled their ice and found it to be certainly a positive net revenue piece for them. as the facility was remaining pretty dormant during the summer months. A particular pond, I guess particularly across those June and July and August months, you know, the comment from facilities is that opportunity for rental to have major revenue is very, very challenging, and there's little use in the facilities. These are times when vacations are taking place, summer maintenance in the buildings, maintenance in the arena spaces. So in that respect, it's very challenging. So right now, again, as CAO McClellan mentioned, there's approximately a $40,000 revenue swing should the ice come in. We do need to do maintenance this summer, and the idea would be to remove the ice at the same time around events that are going to take place, thereby minimizing ice rental loss going forward. So there's the crux of the report for you.
I would suggest to councilors that if you have a comment, that's fine. If you have a question, please identify who you address it to. Any councilors like to speak on this issue? Councilor Fancy?
I think Steve, I'm going to address anyway. there are a few things that come into a factors, and that's that the revenue that we have coming now would not be guaranteed would be there in the future. That's the other thing too. If you say, okay, well let's do it on trial basis, and you lose those people, they have to go somewhere, and that's something that probably won't come back, because they'll find a home. And so that's something else too you have to take into an account. And again, I see you talking about the cost even for startup. It isn't a matter of, it isn't like your furnace at home, you shut it off, and then 2 months later you turn it back on. There's a high power cost for getting it up and to get things back, the ice back to where it was and things. And well, most every time when you shut down, start back up, it's always maintenance that comes along with it, because things will break, the things will happen.
A couple other peripheral factors with this certainly is there's more revenue streams than just the ice rental that's tied to the ice, and that is certainly a concession area. The busyness of that is also driven exponentially off of having the ice in, as we receive a small percentage of that, and also too the advertising that's in the building, which will top $40,000 this year. At about a 90% sell rate right now, is also sold based on the fact that there's activity ongoing through the summer that advertisers obviously can have their signage viewed from.
Any other councilors? Councilor Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Directing this to Steve. Steve, you're saying in your report that the ice will be removed for a period of time for maintenance?
Yes, that'll be a planned budgeting purpose
okay.
For this upcoming fiscal
year. So if the ice is removed, so it can be rented during that period?
The planned ice removal right now is designed to specifically likely take place in the time frame when Privateer Days is going to begin taking place.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a Canada Day event that will take place, perhaps another. And then an installation immediately following. So there's, at this point, really no opportunity on either end to guarantee any rental or additional usage of the facility with the ice out. Because there's a process. The process is probably 3-4 days to pull the ice out, draw the floor. Then you're readying for the particular events you want to do, large scale events. And then to do the reinstall, again, you're still got maintenance going on, and then doing your reinstall for another 4 or so days to get back in operation. So particularly Queens County Blades, who's a year-round user and needs to plan their summer time right now, can get back on that ice and revenue can start coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Councilor Mews?
Steve, I'm looking here. You said the compressors must run at all times. So when you don't have any ice, have we ever had it? If we don't have ice here, do we have to run all three compressors?
Well, there's two compressors.
Two compressors, sorry.
And we can vary based on the requirement of the building for all the different, the cooling systems, et cetera, we can stagger the usage. So it's likely that one would run while we were taking the ice out and doing the shutdown. We would bring Simco in to perform the shutdown, because they know how to shut the systems down properly, but there will be compressor usage throughout the whole period of time.
Councilor Johnson?
Just a couple of quick questions here. When it's going down from maintenance, is the maintenance going to do some efficiency work with the compressors and the motor load and that sort of thing? Is that part and parcel of the maintenance, or is it just regular preventive maintenance?
Preventive maintenance at this point. Okay. And the items to which you're referring are ongoing, certainly ongoing throughout the year.
Okay.
And we have made great inroads in the last year.
The other question I had has to do with the timing of the ice being removed versus coming back in, and I noticed you have a 3-week window. Is there any consideration made there that the fact that after 3 weeks, if you put it off another week and schedule it with the beginning of the month and the end of the month, when you set your peak demand, is that going to offset any kind of power savings versus the rental you're going to gain for that week?
The idea is to, again, pull the ice, get it in, run the events in between, and then we will assess what if there was any additional cost in doing that. I know by looking at the 2012 numbers, certainly when you look at June and July, there appeared to be that the load on the system, et cetera, was obviously less, the demand was less. As soon as, you know, certainly you get into startup mode again, your demand increases, so everything basically leveled out. I can report that based on just some information I just received on December, that we've had now probably the best load number on the system that we've had all year in 2016. So that's encouraging in itself. So we continue to work with the consultants and the Simcos and the World and the Siemens and those folks to manage the load, the demand, and we do actually stagger the compressor usage now, so, which has been a benefit.
Do you have an idea, I guess you do know, what rate class are you set at over at?
It's called general, it's a general class.
Any other councilors? Thank you, Steve, for this update.
Thank you.
We'll move on to 14.2, which is an update on the Queens Place Senior Center Advisory Committee meeting minutes. Do you have a brief overview of that issue?
Sure. We've had two meetings to date. Councilor McLeod and Councilor Muse have been to the meetings. Felt very positive vibe from the folks around the table. Everyone wants to be there and is interested. And the last meeting in particular was quote unquote foundational piece of a facility tour and some chitting and chatting in between and stuff, and I felt it was very from the facility perspective, it was very positive, and I hope everyone enjoyed it. To set that foundation and base so you can move forward is important. So look forward to meeting on the 17th.
Any comments or questions of councilors on this? Deputy Mayor McLeod.
Being involved in the committee, it's very encouraging to see the enthusiasm from the group, and we've all been tasked with giving a list of priorities of what we want to meet, and I think that will be dealt with at the next meeting. And I want to also reinforce the fact that these meetings are open to the public as well, so anyone can attend. Of course, they can't get involved in discussions or debate, but it's great to have the opportunity for the general public to get in, to see what's going on and how we make our discussions and decisions.
Councilor Johnson?
We've had some discussion in the past about representation from North Queens on that committee, and at the last meeting, is there a vacancy now that I can go solicit someone who should be part of that committee, or is that something that we should not look at present?
Coming forward in the next meeting, will be discussed, as there is one resignation from the committee, so it will be discussed within the committee as to whether we move forward.
So I can start soliciting anyway, start knocking on doors.
So we'll just wait for the word from the chair. Mike Anthony.
Any other counselors? Thank you, Steve, very appreciate it.
Can I just make a comment, and it's just because there's been so much good activity at Queen's Place with the public skates. People have been coming out in droves, and the free weeks that you've had have really made a really good insight into what programs are available at Queen's Place, and I think the public really appreciate the opportunities to do that.
Can I make one quick comment?
Yes.
There've been a number of cancellations with the Hurricanes and Privateers lately, so watch the arena schedule as those games are being rescheduled. In addition, we have a little community room concert coming up with Dave Dobson and Phil Parting. There's only 80 tickets available, so we're near the halfway mark, and those will sell very quickly, and that is taking place on Friday night, January 27th. You heard this morning that the trade show is now going to be from May 5th to 7th. And in addition to Councilor McLeod's comments, through the Thrive program, we're really pleased that this final quarter of the fiscal season that we're going to offer the free public skate on Fridays. We have free pound on Sunday mornings, free pound is the drumsticks squad that drumming. I'm not there. And we also have free noon walking or jogging on Fridays for under the Thrive program. In addition, Diana has some programs in Greenfield and Port Mattoon for folks. So Thrive program is a way to get out and access.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks. We'll move on now to number 15, reports. We have none filed that I'm aware of. 16, other. Under 16.1, we have fire department training facility, and I would ask CAO Rich McClellan to brief us on that.
Sure. Through the mayor's council, in the November 8th meeting of council, staff were directed to work with the Liverpool Fire Department to look at options for an alternative training location with respect to open burning, and for not just the Liverpool Fire Department, but others. So as staff has worked with the fire chief or deputy chief, and I've identified an ideal alternative location which we can work within our existing budget envelope for to prepare for them for next year. The work will be done at the Leaston Yard Waste facility. The area that will be designated is, if you go back to the facility, there's a little house or building there. It would be to the left of it. There's some brush there that would be cleared and be well away from where people would take their leaf and yard waste. There is very little impact on conflict with residents, which we were facing in other facilities that we were, or facilities, property locations that we were looking at. So where it's within our existing operating budget, there isn't a need for a expenditure approval or budget approval for that. So.
Any comments or questions of council? Yes, Councilor Fisk.
I think it's a really great move, and especially I see where other fire departments and training sessions can happen out in that area with involvement of all the fire departments at one point or whatever, which is a good thing because they communicate well together. So a great move.
Any other counselor? Thank you, CAO Richard McClellan, for that. That brings us to the end of the public session items. I would entertain a motion to go in camera. Councilor Fancy, a seconder. Councilor Frehley, ready for the question? All those in agreement? All those opposed?